KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today, a high around 71. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of Area and State News. Cass County Health System officials yesterday updated their visitor limitations that are now in effect at all CCHS facilities. The measures are being enacted to protect the health of patients, staff, volunteers, and visitors, and to proactively limit the spread of COVID-19. So effective May the 18th, which was a couple of days ago, all visitors must be 18 years of age or older and in good health. Outpatients may have one visitor with them. Inpatients are allowed to have one visitor at a time. All visitors will be screened at the entrance. Before being allowed to proceed, visitors must wear a mask and practice social distancing in waiting rooms. If there are too many visitors in the waiting room to appropriately social distance, then staff will ask visitors to please wait in their vehicles or return at a later time. All visitors, family members, and friends are still encouraged to use technology to keep in contact with their loved ones. Pottawatomie County health officials on Wednesday reported 7 new COVID-19 cases, all of whom are residents of Council Bluffs. 3 are persons 18 to 40, 2 are 41 to 60, and 2 are 61 to 80 years of age. Those persons were tested between May the 11th and 18th. Officials say thus far, 2,191 Pott County residents have been tested for COVID-19, and a total of 189 have tested positive. An additional 5 people have recovered, bringing the total number to 96. 4 persons are hospitalized, 83 are self-isolating. A total of 63 Pott County COVID-19 cases are the result of community spread. And sadly, officials report a 3rd COVID-19-related death in Pottawatomie County, but additional information was not available. Officials of the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, Region 7, serving Iowa and 3 other states and 9 tribal nations, report a public hearing will be held on the proposed plan for the PCE former dry cleaner Superfund site in Atlantic. Oral and written comments will be accepted during a 30-day public comment period for the site, which will begin May 22nd and June 22nd, 2020. The public may submit their comments to the EPA prior to the close of the comment period by submitting them by email to houston.pamela@epa.gov, calling toll-free 800-223-0425, or mailing comments to the address in the same story on the news page at kjan.com. The EPA will hold a public meeting to provide information and answer questions on the proposed plan for the site. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, EPA will host the meeting via Adobe Connect video conference, website for which is in the same story also on the news page. The meeting takes place June 4th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. Audio will be made available at 1-844-548-8485. Additional information is available at the site I mentioned. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports anonymous donors continue to fund free egg giveaways in Cass County. On Saturday, May 30th, egg giveaways are planned for both Anita and Atlantic. The eggs have been purchased from the Southwest Iowa Egg Cooperative in Messina and will be handed out by members of the Cass County Local Food Policy Council. Only one person from each household is asked to collect the eggs, and masks are appreciated. Eggs will be handed out in 30 eggs flats, and the eggs are clean and chilled, but they're ungraded and unwashed. Eggs are available to anyone who will need them, and there is no requirement to prove need. People who may not need eggs themselves are encouraged to consider getting them for a neighbor or friend. Again, that free egg giveaway is planned for Saturday, May 30th, in Anita at the Anita Food Pantry from 11 until 11:30 a.m. or until supplies last. In Atlantic at Iowa Western Community College from 1 until 2 p.m. or again until supplies last. Officials at the Cass County Food Pantry on Wednesday issued a heartfelt thank you to the Atlantic community and Cass County area. Their gratitude is for the enormous support shown by the city and county residents, businesses, clubs, churches, and out-of-town friends of Atlantic during the COVID-19 pandemic. Your response, they say, has been timely and generous. Because of that, they've been able to continue to provide needed assistance during this time of increased demand. Since mid-March, the number of families and individuals served by the pantry every week has been consistently around 60% higher than usual. Because the pantry has now distributed the majority of food stored prior to this time, they're now having to purchase most of the food every week, and current costs are running a little more than twice as normal. And your support is essential to their ability to continuing to provide food assistance in the area. Officials with Connections Area Agency on Aging in Council Bluffs have announced that the state is continuing the Farmers Market Voucher Program for older Iowans. With that program, seniors meeting income requirements can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers markets to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. This year, since Connections senior centers and offices are currently closed to the public. Officials will be asking individuals to call in and request an application. Requests and applications will be mailed out beginning June 1st in an addressed postage-paid return envelope. Once they have received the completed application, the vouchers will be mailed out to the applicant. You should note also that applications not submitted will not receive vouchers. And until all information is provided, you can call their office at 800-432-9209 to obtain your application. Now, the program criteria for those farmers markets vouchers, you must be at least 60 years of age or older, have an annual income of less than $23,606 if you're single, or $31,894 married. Only one original application will be allowed per individual. No photocopies or duplicate applications. Married couples can apply jointly on one application. The applications are available by phone again starting June 1st. They'll be mailed with a postage-paid return envelope. They must be complete before the vouchers are mailed out. Applications are on a first-come, first-served basis, and walk-ins will not be accepted at Connections Senior Centers or office locations. Elsewhere in the news, Take Back Bridgewater Iowa founder Doug Miller says the organization will present music on Maine on Saturday, May 30th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. in downtown Bridgewater. The free 75-minute program will include fast-paced, feel-good music. Music includes works from Benny Goodman, Louis Armstrong, Bill Haley and the Comets, Elvis, the Glenn Miller Band, and Jerry Lewis, and more. Doug Miller says our hope is to entertain you, to make you tap your toes and dance in the street. All the current distancing practices will be maintained. Miller says also that you can use downtown street parking or side streets or your front porch. Feel free to tailgate or picnic during the event. Bring your lawn chairs or just sit in your vehicle. There are local businesses planning to offer boxed sandwich lunch meal options. Popcorn and drinks will be available. There's a local tavern that will offer a full sandwich meal to go. And beverages will also be available. Take Back Bridgewater, Iowa will offer fresh popcorn and fresh caramel glazed popcorn. The Bridgewater Cafe will also offer ice cream and cups and cones. Miller says prelude music will include nostalgic TV theme music, so come out early and support Bridgewater while staying safe. If you'd like more information, you can look at Take Back Bridgewater Iowa on their Facebook page, or if you'd like to help sponsor the event, call 641-745-5108. Well, Creston police report one person was arrested on drug and other charges early this morning. 58-year-old David Kuntz of Lorimar was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. for possession of a controlled substance, first offense, OWI first offense, and possession of paraphernalia. Kuntz was being held at the Union County Jail on a $2,300 bond. And the Iowa Aviation Museum, Iowa Aviation Hall of Fame in Greenfield has announced Dr. Burns M. Byram II and Philip Larry Turner are the 2020 inductees into the Aviation Hall of Fame. Nominations to the Hall of Fame are made by the public and selection is made by independent judges. Neither the board nor employees of the Iowa Aviation Museum make nominations or selections. You can read the individual biographies for both of those men in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, that's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.